am here in studio with Karen Paulette and Lisa Potts from Marshfield Veterans Services. Thanks so much for joining us again today, ladies.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
Good, very well, thank you. You folks do so much for the veterans in town, and it's amazing that you're always telling us, how can we get the word out to even more people? You're the ladies with the answers. If somebody's served.
I don't know about that.
No pressure. But you have a great program where you have the, I think it's the last Wednesday of every month, mm-hmm. you have a Veterans Coffee. This one is coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
Time and place. Karen.
Tomorrow it is at the Marshfield Council on Aging. That's located on 230 Webster Street. It's at 10 a.m.
To 11 a.m., right?
To 11 a.m.
And Lisa, if people go there, mm-hmm. and you can be a spouse of a veteran or a veteran,
yes.
what will they find out besides that they make good coffee and it's fun?
Great
coffee.
What do they want to know? Nice donuts. What do they want to know? So they come loaded with questions, and we are hopefully filled with answers. Tomorrow we have the VA Life Insurance Program coming to talk to us. Some of our disabled veterans qualify for free life insurance, so they're going to clarify some of the benefits that are available to our vets.
Right. It seems like you really need someone to help you guide through the maze, because we've talked about this a couple mm-hmm. times, whether you served, whether you were active duty, whether you were during the Vietnam era or in Vietnam, everybody has a different benefits package.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard to navigate through it, and that's what you two...
It's very difficult.
Yeah, and that's what you guys can help with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if people want to contact you because they've got questions, and they want to come in and ask you about some of the stuff, how can they do that?
Well, we're on Facebook, so we have a good Facebook profile. We have our website, which is Marshfield Veterans Services, but they can always pick up the phone and call us. 781-834-5576.
And where are you located in town?
We are in Marshfield Town Hall, 870 Marine Street. We are the first office on the right, on the first floor.
And are you folks in there every day? What are your hours?
We are there every day. We're there every day that Town Hall is open. 8 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8 to 4, and Monday we're there till 7 if we need anybody to come in late, and Friday we're there till 12:30.
That's good. Now, you, Karen, it's like we were talking a little bit off air and over the, you know, past couple of years, people a lot of times are not aware that they are eligible right. for benefits.
Right. It's really hard, especially when we run across veterans or spouses that could have been eligible years ago, and some of these benefits really are life-altering, and they get very overwhelmed when they learn what they could have been getting, but you know, they just don't know. You don't know unless you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we really do encourage veterans and spouses to just reach out, whether it's your local VSO in your town, whether it's your service organization, your VFW, your American Legion, what have you, whatever's available to you, to call and just ask the question, because you could be, you know, National Guard, you could be active Army, you could, you know, there's so many different lanes of travel for these veterans or service members to get benefits that really don't like to narrow that road. I want them to just ask the blanket question and let us open up to see, where did you go, what did you do, and let's mm-hmm. see what's available to you.
Can you tell us a story, and again, we don't need any specific names or towns,
sure.
of someone that you've helped when they came and said, I'd like to know if I'm eligible or my spouse is eligible, and you found out that there was something
right.
very beneficial,
I will say the biggest ones we find is really the surviving spouses when they come in, their veteran spouse has passed away, and we find, you know, a lot of time has passed, and they passed from something that was either a presumptive or from their service, and the spouse really didn't know, and when we start, you know, peeling those layers to find out what they're eligible for. When you tell a spouse that she's eligible for a free real estate tax exemption, that could be $8,000 to $12,000,
mm-hmm.
and also a tax-free benefit of $1,500 to $1,600 a month, tax-free for the rest of her life on top, or his life. And on top of that, an annuity provided by the Mass State Veterans Services of $2,000 a year, also tax-free. I mean, that's a lot to come at you at one time, and it's very overwhelming to them. But again, I just really implore, even if you're listening and you know of a spouse or a veteran, to have them call. And that's really what we're trying to do, is get that word out to those we do reach, to relay those messages.
Right. And it's not, I imagine with these benefits, it's not retroactive. It's from the day that they find out that they're eligible.
Yes.
So it's not a good idea to waste time or
absolutely
keep
not
putting it
correct
off. It's good to know one way or another. What happens when people come to these Veterans Coffee Hours and let's say they've never done it before? Do they? Is it like an awkward feeling? What happens?
No,
is it friendly?
No, I don't think it's so much awkward. It's very friendly.
Okay.
We have a great group, a core group that follows us around. We have our guys.
You have your groupies?
Yeah, we got groupies.
I'm not surprised.
We have our guys. And so,
and girls.
And girls. And like Karen said, you know, everybody is different. So when they come in the room, whatever we're talking about might not, you know, it might not, you know, pertain to them or be specific to them.
Okay.
But as soon as they open a question, then other people are like, oh, wait a minute, we didn't know that either. So it's very, it's a comprehensive, quick 1 hour. Come
simple
in, touch base, mm-hmm, let us know you're out there.
Get your brain thinking.
Yeah, think about what you might be eligible for.
Tell me,
everybody is different.
Tell me what Chapter 115, Mass General Law, means and how it applies to veterans.
So Chapter 115 is pretty much why our office came about in the state, okay? So we as veteran service officers have this program through the state. It's a financial-based program for veterans and spouses in need. So basically, if you are in a financial need and you are eligible, let's say you go for fuel assistance or for SNAP benefits at that level,
mm-hmm,
you can come into the office if you have a veteran spouse or if you are a veteran, and we can sit with you and go through your financials and see if it's something you qualify for.
Okay.
So basically, the program was set up so that no veteran or spouse would go without medical coverage. And we reimburse that medical coverage.
Okay, and that's in every town in Massachusetts.
Every town in Massachusetts.
I think
you
a lot of people would probably like to know that.
Absolutely.
What about, you have also encouraged people to come to the Veterans Voice Radio. They sponsor that food drive, the second Thursday of every month right out here by WATD. Is this something that you find that you get a lot of people asking you about? Because I see a lot of people show up for that.
The food drive, it's phenomenal. They do get a good crowd. They get an early,
early crowd.
They get
do
an early crowd.
If you wait,
you're in trouble. But on the tail of that, though, our food pantry in Marshfield is phenomenal. We like to do a shout out to them because we send a lot of our folks that way.
And that's down the Ventress Library.
Down the Ventress Library.
And it's set up, as you mentioned, I remember when it was in the old place, but this is set up like a mini, like,
small
Stop and Shop.
Grocery store.
It is.
It's phenomenal.
Fabulous.
Clean up on aisle 7.
Right? Right.
Come on.
Phenomenal. And it's
Veterans
staff.
Agent just knocked the pasta over.
And the staff couldn't be kinder.
Nice.
I mean, they're just, it's just a wonderful spot for veterans, all of our residents.
And they can find information on the website about when and where to go. Well, it sounds like a lot of great programs that you have. The last Wednesday of the month, remember, it's the Veteran Coffee Hour. There's one coming up tomorrow because it's Wednesday, January 31st, 10 to 11, the Council on Aging here in Marshfield, 230 Webster Street. And give us your information one more time, the phone number for the Marshfield Veteran Services, Lisa.
You want me to sing it.
I know.
781-834-5576.
And anything else, Karen, that you want to add?
No, we just really encourage people to reach out to their local VSOs and organizations and just ask the question, what could I be eligible for?
That's great. And thank you again. And we'll keep reminding people this. You're welcome. It's Karen Paulette. She's the Marshfield Veterans Service Agent, and Lisa Potts, who is the assistant. I almost named you Paulette, too.
That's okay. They get us
assistant. And again, that number, 781-834-5576.